Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 22nd, and this is Alan Ward, Council 9 Volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. On Monday of this week, United announced information on the upcoming voluntary furlough, arriving just prior to their Investors Day presentation with a target number of furloughs higher this year over last, and using inflammatory words such as likely, which has heightened the anxiety of some of our members. Today, United Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich addresses those concerns and reminds us of our contractual protections in a letter found on our website. In the latest in a growing and already alarmingly long list of failures, shortcomings, and underperformance, United CEO Jeff Smizik is out on the town giving speeches this week, traveling to the Investors Day presentation, CEO exchange in Washington, D.C., and the New York Stock Exchange. He's doing that because that's what he's good at. He's a talker, he's got the slick veneer, the cool guy image that he's in charge, and trust is his faithful sidekick. United CEO is particularly good in two specific areas of talk, promises and excuses. Speaking of excuses first, nothing is ever the fault of Smizik, management, or the company. According to them, the market is to blame for poor revenue results, the market didn't respond to the right aircraft, and the unions are all to blame for slowing down negotiations. Pesky unions, wanting a contract that protects us instead of allowing an FAIM-like book of guidelines that will be administered by management. Just stop and think for a second. In the matter of pay, discipline, benefits, travel, scheduling, has management had your back enough that you are willing to put your faith and your future into their greedy hands? That's the outcome management is negotiating towards. Less rules, more flexibility for them, competitive benefits versus industry leading, and productivity versus job security. The other area where the United CEO really shines is in promising all sorts of things. Unfortunately, he's terrible at delivering on virtually all of them. It's taken almost 3 years' time, but finally, the investors, the analysts, the public, everyone is seeing that he talks a good game, but he utterly fails to make good on his promise and deliver a positive result. Consider the promises made when the merger was announced. Where are the synergies? Where are the joint contracts? Where is the stronger, better, more successful airline? United ranks at the bottom of virtually every list in satisfaction and performance. Smizik will give you excuses why it's not his or the airline's fault, but here we are on the bottom. Employees aren't happy. Flight attendants, mechanics, and dispatchers, all in various stages of stalled or failed negotiations, the blame for which they attribute to us. Or like the pilots who are struggling through implementation of new contracts that were years in the making and days in the first reinterpretations by the company. Is it really credible that it's all the unions, all of us, and not management? The truth is, 3 years down the road, we're two separate airlines, both arguably less successful, less happy, and without any end in sight. Contrast Smizik's promises in 2010 with the reality of where he has taken United's merger as of today. United is smaller, our airline is shrinking. Management has cut costs and cut costs and continues to cut costs with no end in sight. Management has fueled acrimony and divisiveness among employees to gain leverage and advantage over us. United's negotiations tactics are to complicate, delay, and drag out negotiations as long as possible to create frustration so that their employees become so tired of the process they blame the union and become willing to settle for less. United continues to find the cheapest way to do everything, not hesitating to cut quality or compromise their standards in their effort to drive down the new airline to rock bottom. Management decides to outsource as much as they can while at the same time reducing staffing, eliminating amenities, and raising prices. You can't create a successful airline based on cutting, reducing, and eliminating. A successful United can only be achieved by investing in the employees through joint contracts negotiated to raise the standard of our jobs and airline so that we can be equipped with what we need to be the positive and successful frontline face of United Airlines. A successful United must not evolve from cutting costs. Success comes from growth, investment, and enriching the lives of the investors, passengers, and employees. In thinking about how this ugly truth feels to you, look back over the past 3 years and look at the decisions management has made. Are they supportive of you, of our airline, of the passengers, or investors? The most recent media article on United's ugly inside unfortunately involves the gross negligence, and mistreatment of an animal. Read the story of what happened and then consider United's response to this incident. Their first response was not an apology and immediately doing whatever it is necessary to make the situation better. No. Their first response was to condition paying for the vet bill only if the passenger signed a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA. That's the very heart of the matter. The internal workings of our airline are ugly, very ugly. United doesn't want anyone to see that. Rather than do what's right and be responsible, they want to cover up an incident with an NDA. Remember the fines they receive for tarmac delays? They prefer to brush it under the rug so that their reputation doesn't further deteriorate. And rather than stepping up and saying they've made bad decisions and turning our airline around, they blame us and the world around them for why they can't keep their promises. Our message to management: you've tried virtually everything else and it hasn't worked. How about instead doing what you originally said you were going to do? Get joint contracts negotiated ASAP. The best flight attendants who have the tools to do their work and provide the foundation for a successful company deserve much better than the utterly failed approach management's negotiating team has brought to the table this past year. Stop putting fresh coats of paint on the broken pieces of our company and expecting some sort of miraculously different result. On Monday, November 25th, 2013, United Mechanics will hold informational pickets at 12 major airports around the system. United Mechanics don't want to strike, but they will if United won't keep its promises. Informational pickets will be held at the following airports on Monday, November 25th, starting at 6 a.m. local time: the AB Wan Pat International Airport Authority in Guam, Honolulu International Airport, Los Angeles International Airport, San Francisco International Airport, Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, Denver International Airport, George Bush Intercontinental Houston Airport, Cleveland-Hopkins International Airport, Dulles International Airport, Newark Liberty International Airport, and Orlando International Airport. Flight attendants who are available to stand and show their solidarity with our sisters and brothers of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, the IBT, are encouraged to show up and show management our resolve, not only for the Teamsters, but our commitment to our own contract negotiations. And it's time to get down to business. Our MEC Benefits Committee has received numerous reports from flight attendants system-wide on occupational status who have been contacted by a company called GenX. That's G-E-N-E-X. United has hired GenX as their managed care provider for United flight attendant occupational claims. As reported to us, some are being contacted via U.S. mail with a letter of introduction, along with many consent medical release forms to sign and return. Some are being contacted by phone, while others are being approached at their treating physician's office by the GenX nurses, asking many questions and insisting on sitting in on the office visit with the treating physician or physical therapy appointments. The reports include, but are not limited to, the GenX nurse being assertive, aggressive, intrusive, and on occasion, intimidating. It is important to remember that the GenX nurses are contracted by United Airlines and used by Gallagher Bassett, United's third-party administration, to assist in the investigation of an occupational claim. Their goal is to control the costs involved. While it is a personal choice to allow them to assist with your claim, under the Illinois Workers' Compensation statutes, it is by no means mandatory, and the only obligation you have is to release medical records relating to your occupational injury. If a GenX nurse contacts you, you can invoke your right to doctor-patient privilege, and you do not have to share any medical information with them, either over the phone or in person. You may also want to consider the following. Refer them to your attorney if you have one, representing you for your occupational injury. If no attorney is involved, you may answer general questions as to how treatment is going and if you are making any progress. Do not sign any consent medical records release forms provided by a GenX nurse. These forms allow GenX access to all of your medical records, not just those pertaining to your occupational. You may provide the authorization for medical records release form contained in the AFA occupational packet to the GenX nurse. This will allow them access only to the medical records relating to your occupational injury. This form is available on our website. You may want to inform your treating physician, both verbally and in writing, that you do not wish for him or her or their staff to speak with the Gen X nurse about your case, nor be allowed into the exam. Neither you or your treating physician have the obligation or need to answer any written questions. For more information regarding your rights under the Illinois Workers' Compensation Statute, you may access the 2013 Illinois Workers' Compensation Handbook link available on our website. As a reminder, secondary Phase 2 vacation bidding is scheduled to close on November 23, 2013 at 0830 local domicile time. Phase 2 vacation awards will be posted no later than November 28, 2013 at 0830 local domicile time. For more information on the 2014 vacation bidding process, visit our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.